When I was a kid growing up in the Depression, my father had a drugstore down in Nogales, and he was working round the clock, and my mother was pretty busy too. So I was raised in the most part by a Mexican lady by the name of Rosa, a dueña, sort of a nursemaid. So, in a sense, my first language was Spanish. And the neighbors kind of took pity on me. They took me around the neighborhood, all around Santa Cruz County, and over on the other side of the line to the fiestas and rodeos and dances. And it seemed like everywhere I went, guitar was being played and Mexican music was being sung. When I was about 5, I used to tell my folks I was going to sleep in the backyard, and I'd fill my little bedroll full of straw and newspaper and split under the fence for the other side where the music was playing. Not always the most respectable part of town, but that's where I met the mariachis, the folk musicians, and the street musicians. And they'd let me tag along, and I did a lot of listening. And eventually, I graduated to guitar and a better section of town. And boleros were very popular then. A bolero is kind of a beguine tempo, a soft, sensuous kind of music with very, very romantic lyrics. Good poetry. And that was a good time for boleros. In fact, they called it the Época de Oro, the Era of Gold. Back then, boleros formed the very core of Mexican romantic music, and they still do.